The State of Play report recommends kids be reintroduced and encouraged to engage in free play without the structure and parental control that dominates youth sports. It also strongly recommends kids be encouraged to sample many sports. It proved successful for this former pro athlete.
I was always, all the way through my senior year, I played at least three sports until I got to my senior year. I played football and ran track. I got a scholarship to Oklahoma State University, but you know we had some pretty good programs, some pretty good coaches, and that the guys and the kids were excited to play.
That's Thurman Thomas, a Pro Football Hall of Famer who played all but one of his 13 seasons in the National Football League with the Buffalo Bills. He pointed out that growing up, he was primarily a baseball player. Nowadays, it's common to see young athletes who are focusing exclusively on one sport. Those who prepared the State of Play report say kids should instead be encouraged to play several sports to discover new opportunities and because it's healthier. Dave Egner is president and CEO of the Ralph C. Wilson Jr. Foundation, one of the partners behind the project.
The more specialized a kid gets, the more prone they are for injury, the more difficult it is for them to actually even succeed in that sport. You're much better to play multiple sports.
It also creates better athletes. Tom Ferry, executive director of the Sports and Society Program for the Aspen Institute, says tennis is among the sports where specialization is pushed, but its top stars got their skills from other sports.
Roger Federer played lots of soccer up through age 12 or 13. Rafael Nadal, same thing. Their footwork comes not from being tennis players, being on a tennis court. It comes from soccer. That's soccer footwork you see. Novak Djokovic, lots of skiing. All of these people can talk about the benefits of multi-sport play, the development of basic, what we call physical literacy, fundamental movement skills.
Ferry says there's a time and a place to encourage specialization in a sport. The childhood years are not. Thurman Thomas agrees.
I let my kid play a lot of different sports. Right? He plays football, basketball, baseball. And it's not so much, just with him playing one sport. You know what? He gets to interact with other kids. And I think that's probably the most important thing that I've always taught him.
The State of Play study also looks into the availability of safe and good quality places to play. The report says there are plenty in Erie County, but many could use revitalization. There's also the challenge for kids living in rural areas to get access to places to play. Public-private partnerships are one way to allow improvements, according to the study. Tom Ferry says naming rights may help generate the funds to make it possible.
It's not just enough to have a park. You've got to maintain it. It's a hardware-software equation. You need the piece of land or the building, and then you need the software inside of it. You know, good programming for kids, and then someone to make sure that things are kept up nicely.
And perhaps communities and private partners could invest in action sports, as Dave Egner suggests.
What we're seeing in the Aspen report is the big push for action sports parks, skateboards, BMX bikes, etc. Well, when you start to dig into why do they want that? There's no coaches. There's no parents correcting their swing. There's no parent that's there to tell them the 50 things they did wrong or change the rules of the game. So we've got to be a little more trusting that our kids can handle it.
The Ralph C. Wilson Jr. Foundation and Community Foundation for Greater Buffalo brought in the Aspen Institute to prepare State of Play. The foundation's plan to make investments to help kids get physically active. But foundation leaders say that will only come with community input. You can find a link to the report on our website, wbfo.org. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.